Now, one of the biggest immigration raids in more than a decade took place last week in Mississippi, with the arrest of close to 700 immigrants suspected of living and working in the country illegally. The raids were just one part of the Trump administration's plan to deal with illegal immigration, an issue that'll be a core part of Trump's reelection strategy in 2020. But a report from the Washington Post is raising new questions about the Trump organization's own use of workers living in the country without documentation. The report says that's continued until as recently as this year. Joshua Partlow is part of the Washington Post's National Political Enterprise and Investigations team. Josh, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for having me.
We'll talk about the part of the Trump business empire that you focused on that relied as recently as 2019, relied on workers living in the country without legal status.
Yeah. So in this latest article, we looked at a construction crew that has been working for the Trump organization for basically the past 20 years. It started out as a group of stonemasons primarily that worked at the president's golf course in Westchester County and as well as in Bedminster, New Jersey. And over the years, they did projects. They did rock walls. They did chimneys for homes on the golf courses, fountains, waterfalls, things like that, all up and down the East Coast at his courses. And many of these workers we found were immigrants from Latin America who did not have legal status, did not have the proper documents to be working legally in the United States.
You talked to some of these workers, supervisors, and others. Can you talk about your investigation and what you turned up?
Yeah, so we focused on a man named Jorge Castro, who's an Ecuadorian immigrant, and he has worked there for the past worked for this construction outfit for the past 9 years. You know, I mean, he says basically they're a low profile group. They go by their company name, which is owned by Trump, is called Mobile Payroll Construction, and they're dispatched to different golf courses where they need jobs. So he said he was undocumented, and all the other people he worked with on the crew were as well.
And you looked at the early days of this group. It sounds like it was originally a separate contractor, and the contractor in that case, the workers said that he told them, "Hey, go to this place. You'll be able to get documentation."
Yeah, that's right. Another worker that we spoke with, former worker, said that he had been told specifically by the manager of this crew to go to Queens, to go on a sidewalk in Queens and buy his fake Social Security and green card so they could put something in the Trump Organization files, which he said he did in 2002. He paid $50 for it. And that's a story that's very consistent that we've heard over and over by all the several workers that we've interviewed who were undocumented and worked for the Trump golf course, particularly in Westchester. It's easy to get to Queens, easy to buy those documents. They go to Roosevelt Avenue. This former worker also said that there was one time when labor union officials from New York visited the Westchester County course to inspect the construction site, and he says that their boss at the time instructed them to go hide for a couple hours so these labor union officials wouldn't see undocumented or non-unionized labor on the job site.
What is the benefit to this Trump-owned business to hire these workers, these undocumented workers?
Well, they often don't get it's primarily a financial benefit. The wages are lower, we found, than comparable either union labor for these construction jobs or comparable labor at other companies or industries. They don't get benefits often, including health insurance or overtime pay. You know, I think there's a situation where these workers say they're often very afraid to complain about working conditions. An earlier story we wrote focused on how the Westchester golf course was asking people to clock out. This was in the kitchen staff, and then continue to work extra hours, and they weren't being paid. And that was a practice that was being looked into by the New York State Attorney General's office. So I think undocumented workers are in the situation where they're feel like they're holding on to this job for dear life in many cases, and they don't want to cause any problems. They don't want to complain to their bosses, so they accept working conditions that are worse than people who might have papers.
Talking to Joshua Partlow from the Washington Post, looking at the Trump Organization's use of undocumented labor up to 2019. Josh, you've looked at other parts of the Trump Organization and past use of undocumented labor. What kind of things have we seen over the years?
Well, I mean, the pattern that seems to be emerging is that the Trump Organization really relied on undocumented labor in a big way and a fundamental way for many years. One of the stories we did was about the workers who had actually physically built the Bedminster, New Jersey golf course where the president is this week. Many of them were from Costa Rica. There's a Costa Rican immigrant community in Bound Brook, New Jersey, which is near the golf course. And we went back to Costa Rica and found people who used to work, who were knocked down the trees to make the fairways and carved out the sand traps and actually physically built the golf course. And then dozens of undocumented workers over the years continued to do jobs in housekeeping, in the kitchen, in the maintenance, and the greenskeeping staff. And that, you know, we've found that's been the case at the golf courses we've been able to write about so far. That's been the case at all of them. So it seems like it's been it's pretty fairly common practice for the company.
What have we heard from the Trump business itself and the Trump family about what they know and whether they try to screen for proper documentation?
So the company says that they these media reports over the past year have been essentially the first they've heard about this issue. They say these workers who are undocumented submitted fake papers, and therefore it's not necessarily their responsibility to determine if these papers are fake or not. So they said they'd conducted an audit after an initial round of stories and then fired several of the workers at several golf courses. Their official stance is that whenever they have information, if someone's undocumented, they will be removed from the company.
There is a way for business to check you write about called E-Verify. What is that, and has the Trump Organization been using it?
Yeah, E-Verify is a government database, federal government database, where employers can send in their employees' Social Security numbers, and the government will verify if this is an accurate number and is associated with that person. The Trump Organization had a couple of its properties, golf courses, registered in the E-Verify system early in the year, but the majority were not. In some cases, it's mandatory on a state level. But so recently, within the past couple months, now the Trump Organization has put all of its golf courses onto E-Verify. This construction company we wrote about this week we haven't been able to find their name in the E-Verify database, although the Trump Organization, when we asked them, said that entity itself is also registered with E-Verify. One thing about the database is it's not mandatory to be in. The companies don't have to come up in the public listing, apparently. So it's not what the names in the database are not necessarily all the names who have signed up.
Well, this is a president and candidate who's campaigned with illegal immigration as a front and center issue. Have you heard anything from either the Trump presidential campaign or the Trump administration in response to this on the political side of things?
Not really. President Trump, his most recent comments on the issue came last month when he said that he didn't know if there were undocumented workers at the Trump Organization because he doesn't run the company. Day-to-day, he still owns the company. Day-to-day control of it is his sons are in control of the company. President Trump has not made much comment about the issue, and you know, there have been some calls by congressional Democrats for investigations by the FBI, by the Department of Homeland Security, into the Trump Organization's hiring practices. But so far, there hasn't at least been any public indication that that's happening.
And I mentioned at the outset this big raid in the South on a company that had a lot of undocumented workers. Has there been any sign of enforcement activity from federal immigration officials when it comes to Trump-owned businesses?
No, we haven't seen anything like that. Acting CBP director was asked recently about that on one of the news programs, and he didn't answer the question directly about whether the Trump Organization was – whether they were looking into the Trump Organization or not, essentially saying in general that sometimes the public doesn't know about all the investigations that are going on in the background. So no, but there's definitely been no public indication that any kind of enforcement activity or raid has happened at the Trump Organization.
Josh, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks a lot.
That's Joshua Partlow, reporter on the Washington Post's National Political Enterprise and Investigations team. He was with us today to talk about his latest piece about the Trump Organization's use of immigrant workers living in the country without documentation. Coming up, we'll talk to a UW researcher who helped build a camera that can see around corners, which could help in firefighting, surgery, and more. Stay with us here on Central Time.